We do have her on the line. Dr. Dlamini, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bongani. Thanks for having me. Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
So often on this show, we speak to ministers, we speak to CEOs, we speak to people who are meant to get things right in this country. Today, we deliberately chose to go after someone like you, who wears, of course, so many caps as a businesswoman, as a doctor, as an academic, as an activist, as an entrepreneur, about some of your thoughts around how we fix the problems we face as a country. One of your business partners has a word that you use, possibilist, right? Looking for solutions. What does being a possibilist mean to you?
Well, it starts with yourself, Bongani. You said something before we started the chat where you say we're actually looking for people who are going to create jobs rather than being job seekers.
Yeah.
So it starts with yourself, understanding that you have it within you to do that. You know, when my husband and I started the Future Nation Schools, that was one of the things that drove us, wanting to mold leaders that will be job creators, people that come with solutions, identify solutions and do something about it. And the other thing that's very important, of course, is just integrity of leaders. You know, a lot of money is lost to the fiscals because of corruption. Not just misuse, but blatant corruption, people stealing from the poor. So it really does start with you, integrity within yourself, and knowing that you can, that the person that builds the economy rather than looking to the next person.
By training, you're a doctor. I mean, when you hear the stories of COVID-19 corruption and how individuals who had political connections were almost primed to rush for the money, people who had no experience in providing medical equipment, people who had no experience in providing PPE and the likes. Really, it was as if the president pressed the starting gun and off they went, rushing for those funds. As a doctor, how do you feel about that?
It's two things, Bongani. The first thing is that my colleagues are in the front line of fighting this pandemic, and they are giving their lives to save people. And to have leaders who are there to serve doing this, I mean, it's pathetic. It's you actually want to see people go behind bars for this, because it's about losing your soul as a person. When you steal under such a crisis where everyone is saying, how can I help? You know, ordinary citizens were looking around and saying, how can I help? Because every one of us can make a difference, whether it's contributing to the Solidarity Fund, whether it's buying masks for the community, whatever. And people, I know a lot of people were doing that. To then have people who are leaders, who commit to serve the community, stealing from that community, I mean, what do you say?
But it's not just that, right? It's not just the corruption, as bad as that is. I spoke to the former finance minister, Trevor Manuel, a few weeks ago, and he spoke about how we have a crisis of governance. It would seem also that we don't have much of an idea about where this country needs to go, where this economy needs to go. The numbers that emerged yesterday about 2.2 more South Africans out of work is an indication of just that. What next? What do we do?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one, Bongani, because if you just go back to the corruption, for most of the time, we focus on government. But what about the private sector? Those who inflated prices. How do you do that? So I think the corruption is not just in one area. It's government, it's the private sector, it's people on the ground. So we have to change the ethical core of everyone in the society. You know, it's a very difficult one, because COVID exposed what we knew already, the inequality in our society, the lack of ethical leadership in different sectors of society. And we actually have to change post-COVID, because even pre-COVID, things were not normal. So we have to do something as leaders each one of us, not just in academia, not just in business, not just in government, but collectively. And I do think that, you know, it's easy to criticize, but I do think that the president is trying to get it right. It just needs the support, even in business.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was going to come in there and say, let's talk about entrepreneurship. How can that be a way out of this mess? Because somebody will look at you and they'll say, yeah, but you are Dr. Judy Dlamini. You're a successful businessman, a businesswoman rather. You know, you're sitting pretty in life with many of us unemployed, unable to find work, discouraged to even try. How do we get out of it? What kind of policies do we need to think about to become an economy of job creators? How does entrepreneurship become a big player, a big factor?
You know, I was looking at the changes that the education department is looking at, just the entrepreneurship subject being molded to be one of the subjects that is offered. And that is important because if you look at education, it has been the same since you were doing grade one or sub A during my time.
Yes, but sub A to
it
me
hasn't
too.
it actually hasn't really prepared people for being job creators. It has been learn and regurgitate. So you have to change that. And I go back to what we did as a family because I really believe, Bongani, that it is within each one of us. It's all well and good to complain, but what are you doing about it? So we said we are going to introduce an education system that is project-based learning. What does that mean? It means over and above just learning the content of the curriculum as dictated by government, you actually do projects. You actually identify problems within your community and together with the teachers who facilitate solution of those problems. You then have project-based learning. You actually, it's like being in a boardroom where you brainstorm as a class with the teacher, and then you look at projects that integrate the different subjects so that you understand, why do I learn mathematics? Why do I learn geography? When you put it together, then you come up with a solution. So the way we approach education does have to change. It has to talk to people that, as students, as learners, they come to the class with knowledge already. How do you then harness their curiosity, facilitate the education that is relevant to their communities? Because when you do that, we'll actually have a very different breed of young people. And if you look at the unemployment, as we say, the highest number is our youth between the ages of 18 to 34. How do we then help them? And also, even the money that is made available, how does it access those people that are unemployed, that are young? They have the energy, but they just need to be harnessed to do what this country needs, jobs.
Dr. Dlamini, sorry to come in there. If you were the Minister of Small Business Development, as an example, I mean, overhauling the education system is perhaps a medium to long-term solution. What would you do in the short term? If you were put in office and we said, right, get entrepreneurship going, get small businesses going, what are some of the key steps you would say immediately, let's do 1, 2, 3?
Let me just start by saying we have young entrepreneurs today who are industrialists. They are not buying 20% stakes there and here and there. They've started businesses. These young entrepreneurs have been funded by our DFIs. But they're struggling. You start there and say, we have given you money. Where are your struggles? Where can we help you? It's one thing to start a business, but you need markets for the business. Sometimes, Bongani, all you need is just the DFI opening those markets, linking and matching the young industrialists with markets. Sometimes it's just the basic things of, where have we plowed money today and what can we do to change that? That is one. And then when it comes to those that are looking for funding, you have our financial system, which doesn't have time for the poor. That doesn't have time for the person that's starting up. It wants a historical financial statements. If you're starting a business, you're not going to have that. take a risk on them and incubate the new young people. Some of them have degrees. What does it tell you? They committed to something and got an education and a certificate. How then can you help them? I know there are quite a few initiatives that just try to address that, but I do believe that we are not looking at the wide spectrum of where we are and how we can improve on the money that is invested already.
Dr. Judith Dlamini, I could talk to you all day. If nothing else, I think our conversation is going to encourage us to remember there are business leaders. There are leaders in this society who are actually actively involved in making positive changes, in trying to shape this country and this society for the better. We thank you for your time.